This is the Be Memorable podcast. My name's Ty Erickson. I'll be your host. We'll be talking to the best of the best on how to be different, be unique, stand out from the crowd, and overall be memorable. In this episode, we speak with digital marketing expert McCain Kennedy with Setfire Creative. We talk about what digital marketing is, what companies should be doing, and giving you a few ideas how to take your digital marketing to the next level. Let's go ahead and get him on. McCain, thanks for joining us today on our podcast.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks so much, Ty, for having me.
Yeah. Look forward to what we're going to talk about, mainly about digital marketing and probably a little bit more than that. But if you will, real quick, just give us a brief synopsis of what you and Setfire Creative do.
Yeah. So I am an owner and the founder of Setfire Creative. So we are a digital marketing agency out here in Utah County. And what we do that makes us pretty unique is that we actually specifically work with small to mid-sized businesses. So, we do work with companies that are established, have been around for years, and just need help on the digital marketing front. But we also work with a lot of small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups, helping them grow their business. And so we specifically focus on social media advertising, paid search advertising, social media management, and search engine optimization. And so that's what we do here at Setfire Creative.
Awesome. If you will, and I know some people I have on the podcast, and I ask some pretty basic questions, but it is funny between the different industries. Everybody kind of has a different definition.
Yeah.
I know a company that, you know, considered digital marketing, you know, using a computer and making phone calls. Uh-huh. Like that. You know, it's just interesting how people define it, and especially with a lot of the small to mid-sized businesses that I know and that we work with, they definitely have some different definitions for digital marketing. So if you don't mind, like in your world, what is digital marketing, or really how should people or companies be defining digital marketing?
Yeah, I think if it promotes your brand via the internet, it is digital marketing.
Okay.
That's how I would sum it up just right away. And that seems like a lot, and it's because it really is a lot. I mean, that means anything involving advertising, PR, any form of marketing online is digital marketing. So everything from the, you know, emails that you receive in your inbox, to the ads you see on social media, to even just the posts that people are creating for social media and the engagement they're doing. Going on Google and making a quick search, trying to look for the best local plumber in town. Mm-hmm. All of that is digital marketing.
So, and I've got a really broad question for you, but I can probably help kind of whittle it down. But what are you seeing, or when you talk to somebody or somebody comes up and, you know, especially amid the small size business, a lot of the times they don't know what they should and shouldn't be doing. I mean, they're either just starting out or they've stayed small for a reason. What do you see? What's like a common denominator with companies who should be utilizing what you guys do or digital marketing?
Yeah, honestly, in 2022, I know it's kind of a blanket statement, but if you own a business in 2022, you have to be online somehow, even if it's a matter of having a website, having a Google My Business listing, and maybe some mm-hmm. social media channels. The question that I think businesses should ask themselves isn't necessarily, should I be online? It's how should I be online? What should be the main channels I focus on? We get the question all the time from businesses that reach out and say, hey, I want to be on social media, but what channels make the most sense? And I think that's such a great question, because some businesses are going to do really well on Instagram and Facebook, but maybe it doesn't make sense for them to be on LinkedIn and vice versa. Right. There's some B2B companies where it's like, yeah, you need to be on LinkedIn, But should you necessarily be on TikTok? Maybe not right out the gate. Like that shouldn't be your main focus. And so, yeah, it's less about should we be online and should we be doing digital marketing? It's more about what digital marketing should we be doing for our brand is what I think.
So especially on a what you're saying is on a small to mid-sized business, like they should be targeting certain avenues, right? Because I know there's a lot of businesses too on the opposite side of the spectrum that feel like they got to do everything.
Right. And yeah, and like we always like to say here, don't put your eggs all in one basket. So we like it when people have the mentality of, hey, I'm not gonna take my whole entire marketing budget and put it into Facebook ads. And geez, if Facebook ads doesn't work out for me, I guess I'm out and I gotta shut the doors, you know? So we like the idea of spreading the wealth and saying, hey, okay, I'm gonna come up with a marketing strategy that includes a few different avenues, but businesses, especially small businesses, they can spread themselves pretty thin if they try to put the same amount of time and energy into everything. And so it's really about focusing on what's important first, what's the most important avenues for them first, and getting started there and really honing in on those. And then once you've got those pretty locked in, yeah, then you can start working on other avenues. But find what's going to give you the best bang for your buck in the beginning, and then take it from there. But yeah, I would say don't spread yourself out too thin as you know, a startup or an entrepreneur. You got to find out where the best bang for your buck is going to be.
Gotcha. What about what should companies know? And I'm maybe thinking more of a company that dabbles, in digital marketing, does a little bit here and there, but it is a little bit confused, not sure what they should be doing. What are some things that companies should know about digital marketing?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So a couple of things that kind of come to mind is if I was starting a brand new business and I was kind of at a loss, like I wasn't super familiar with digital marketing and where I should be, one of the first things I would do, quite honestly, is some competitor analysis. I'd look at other companies in the space, even if I don't consider them a direct competitor, maybe it's a company that I aspire to be like. And say, okay, what are they doing? And what are they doing well? And where are they getting the most traction from? Because it's really easy to kind of just take a shot in the dark and say, well, I heard one time that someone was running Facebook ads and they had success there. So I'm gonna go spend all my marketing budget on Facebook ads. But who's to say that's the best use of your budget? Maybe it makes more sense for you to go get started on Google. It really depends on your industry, where your target audience is going to be. You got to keep all of these things in mind as you're choosing the right avenues. So I think competitor analysis is a good way to start. I think also something that I would say to small businesses and entrepreneurs who are kind of just getting their start and trying to think where should they really put their time and effort into is realize that there's a, and I know this is coming from an agency owner, but I would say realize that there are professionals in digital marketing for a reason. And we have gotten into a culture of DIY everything. You know, you can YouTube it and you can read a blog on it. And so what we see most commonly, and this isn't to necessarily even talk poorly about DIY. I think that's great. I think that's how a lot of us probably fix up our own homes and stuff like that. And you know, we YouTube things, and I think that's awesome. And I love the fact that people will Google things and YouTube things and figure it out. But in terms of, you know, if you've got a marketing budget and you want to spend it wisely, we have noticed that a lot of startups, when they come to us, it's generally, okay, well, we tried it for a few months and just threw our money down the drain. And they'll tell us straight up, you know, we Googled it, we watched YouTube videos, we took some online courses, we thought, oh, this looks easy enough, running Google ads, doing SEO, whatever it might be. Easy enough, we can do it ourselves. And then next thing you know, 3 months later, they're realizing, wow, we just wasted our marketing budget. So I would tell people and advise people to be cautious of that and just make sure that hire experts with the things that are a little more tricky. I think the best place for like a new business owner to start in digital marketing is just social media. It's free. You can create your social media accounts for free. You can use Canva to go and design some things. You can find some good images off the internet, like free stock image sites. You have a phone on your, or a camera on your smartphone. You can go take some pictures of your products and stuff. It's not going to be the highest quality, but you can actually get your
Sure.
feet wet and get started. And since a lot of us already have our own personal Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok accounts, that's the thing that most people are comfortable to do on their own. So for like a small business owner, I'd say start with that because it's free. You're probably most familiar with it. But once you start getting into the super technical stuff like the SEO and the Google ads and the social media ads, I'd say leave it to the professionals,
Yeah.
unless you feel really confident, unless you're going to invest in like actually taking courses on how to learn how to do these things. I've just seen way too many times people try to do it on their own and it just did not work out for them.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, from my experience, digital marketing can be a thing where you can throw almost an unlimited amount of money at it and still tread water. It's not like throw money into it and get results, or throw more money into it and get, like, you literally can dump a ton of money into it, and if it's not done right, just tread water. I mean,
Yeah.
that's a very real thing.
Oh yeah. It's almost like people can think of digital marketing and especially in terms of online ads where you're actually paying these platforms to show your ads. They look at it like a vending machine, like, hey, I'm gonna put a dollar in, I'm gonna get a candy bar back. Like I know it's a transaction that's gonna happen. I would say it's more like putting money in with one of those claw machines where you put a dollar in and you don't unless you know the technicalities behind everything, there's a good chance you're going to put your dollar in, you're not going to get anything out. And so yeah, no, I would totally agree with you there. Like a lot of people are just treading water and they're putting more and more money in and they're just going, man, I can't figure this out, what's going on. And yeah, so it's not as easy as it seems, but I do feel like sometimes digital marketing, sometimes people just tend to think like digital marketing is easy enough. But it really is very technical and it's a lot more complicated than people might assume. And so, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, be very cautious with what you're going to try to do on your own, but definitely reach out to the professionals when it makes sense.
So is that the advice you'd give? Like, if a company just, even if somebody's listening to this right now and they're like, I haven't really gone there with digital marketing. I just don't know. I still am not sure if it's something. Because here's the thing. We have a lot of clients that are like sole proprietor or sales-based organizations that are very successful, like just selling their products still. You know, like there's a lot of industries that have stayed, true to its origination, where they're still just picking up the phone, dropping by face to face. You know, obviously, I think some of that would have changed through COVID. But with those companies that are just kind of like, hey, I don't know. I don't even know if it's a need because we're growing, like we're doing our thing. So what would you say to those companies that aren't sure whether digital marketing even applies to them?
Yeah, no, and it's funny because I've talked to quite a few companies that they say, you know, we're doing great just purely off of word of mouth. I don't think I need any marketing at all, whether it's traditional marketing or digital marketing. And my thought process is always, if your product is doing so great and your business is doing so great with just word of mouth, imagine what would happen if you actually started doing some marketing. Like, imagine if you actually added fuel to the fire. And some people are like, no, we're fine where we are. We can't really sell much more. You know, we've got a set inventory, and we can't sell out. And you know, they've got their reasoning. But a lot of people, when you present it to them that way, they're like, oh yeah, I guess if we're doing really good right now without any marketing, like, how well could we do with marketing? And so that's what I would say to anyone who feels comfortable with, you know, what they've always done up to this point and who may be thinking, oh, we don't need any additional marketing or we don't need to really invest in that. I'd just say try it out, you know, because you might be surprised.
What is the balance between, because there is still a decent amount of, I don't know, maybe you answer this. Is there still especially like the larger companies. I mean, are they doing a lot of digital in-house, or are you still seeing it being outsourced?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Because I know companies that are they'll have like a good size marketing team, but they want kind of a specialist for everything, and sometimes it just doesn't make sense to hire certain people for certain jobs. And so, I mean, I've worked in-house before myself, and we had like a 10-person marketing team, and I thought we had all our bases covered right in-house. And then I found out that we were outsourcing CRO to a digital marketing agency. We were outsourcing our Amazon marketing. We were outsourcing our graphic design. And so, yeah, I feel like it's pretty common for there to be a split. There's obviously pros and cons between hiring an agency and hiring an employee. And so each business kind of has to weigh it themselves. And we work with a lot of, you know, when I mentioned small businesses, a lot of them, they're just not at a point where they can afford a full-time employee. You know, you start getting into hiring full-time employees, you start getting into, okay, are you going to provide them with benefits and health insurance and dental, 401k, you know, your taxes, all the different stuff. And so for a lot of small to mid-sized businesses, it's kind of a huge pro to just go with a digital marketing agency instead.
Gotcha. So tell me, what are you kind of seeing from the, and again, I know this is probably asking you to give yourself a shameless plug, but what difference are you seeing? Like, if somebody comes to you and they're either trying to do their digital themselves or they're not doing anything, what is kind of the change that you're seeing when they're getting that professional help?
I just shared this example yesterday with someone, and so it's really fresh on my mind, but I just remember one of the first companies that we worked with was an apparel brand out here in Utah, in Provo, Utah. And they had the owner called us and said, hey, I've been doing this for the last couple of years. I'm very passionate about this. Just so you guys know, he's like, you know, I've got a couple of part-time employees that work for me to help out with everything, but I myself am actually still working a 9-to-5 accounting job. And he's like, I've been trying to run Facebook and Instagram ads on my own for the last couple of years, and I can get my ads anywhere between a 1 to a 1.5 return on ad spend each month. And he's like, and that's just me breaking even. He's like, so I just can't afford it. He's like, I've literally spent 2 years reading blog posts and watching YouTube videos and trying to figure things out and testing things out. He's like, can you guys help? So we took over, and super shameless plug here, but in 3 months we got him over a 3x return on ad spend. By month 6 with us, and I still remember this, and I'll give you the reasoning why I shared this with someone yesterday, is he called me 6 months in and he said, guess what? I quit my job today. I can go full time with my
Oh my
business.
word.
And I that was 2000, that would have been like 2017, and here, so 5 years ago. And I just remember, and I still use that kind of as an example when we have internal meetings and we talk about our why and what our goals are. I like to share that story to say, like, this is our driving factor. Like, we want to feel that same high that we felt like I felt that day when I got that call. Because that's, it's so interesting too, just because he, such a smart guy, and his whole thing was like, hey, I'm really good with finances and I'm really good with like accounting. And so, like, you know, I kind of understand the idea that, like, hey, if I put X into this, I should be getting X out. And so all these different things. But it just is totally different when you hire a team that's like, okay, well, we've worked with a bunch of different companies like yours, so we have a lot of different experiences. We've had ad campaigns that have performed well, so we can kind of pull from different successes that we've seen, and we can put them into your campaign. And so it was a cool experience, and it's we kind of say internally, it's like the high that we're constantly chasing. And it's part of the reason we do what we do is because we love helping small to mid-sized businesses grow, whether that's turning an entrepreneur who's just got a side hustle and taking the side hustle turn into a full-time hustle, or if it's just, you know, even working with mid-sized businesses that maybe they don't have an internal marketing team, they've always hired outside, and then we get them to a point where they're calling us up and saying, hey, we just hired our first internal marketing person. Like, we can finally afford it now, and our company's finally seeing the importance of dedicating budget towards marketing. You know, those are the type of things that we like seeing, and so those are the type of results that we've been able to see with the businesses we've worked with.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool to see. And how funny is it that person that, you know, has been doing it forever, and then they're able to come in and get somebody that can help them out like that, and you're sitting there going, man, I just spent how many years trying to
yeah
it out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we want to save people that time and headache is yeah. really what we want to do.
So on a final note, the final question I always ask, obviously it's the Be Memorable podcast. What are some things that you guys are doing right now to be memorable with your, you know, whether it's prospects or clients?
Yeah. I mean, really it's a matter of, I think something that we really like to focus on is we are a small team ourselves, and so we are focusing right now on being as agile as possible. That's kind of like the nice part of being such a small team is that there's not a ton of red tape. And so for us, what we're really focused on is let's be as agile as possible in our own marketing and our own marketing strategy. So we've been working a lot lately on some pretty creative ideas that we want to start putting out there soon enough, and hopefully it's well received. But it also makes it so that, you know, we're not really stuck in our ways. Like, digital marketing is ever evolving. And so it's interesting because we, a year and a half ago, were researching TikTok ads. And it just didn't make sense to get into TikTok ads. They were kind of too expensive at the time. We just really weren't a huge fan of the ad platform at the time. And so we decided to kind of shelf it. But then we've started getting so many people coming to us over the last few months saying, hey, I can't find an agency that does TikTok ads. And they were talking to some other agencies that we know very well. And we were like, oh, okay. And so we saw this huge opportunity. We said, well, hey, it's been a while since we've researched this. Let's look into it again. And we found out platform's a lot better now. Pricing's a lot better now. And we just started running some beta tests for some of our clients that we already had and seeing, you know, they had brought up TikTok before. And so we started running ads for them and we saw success, and now we're pushing, we're going full force. And like, that's kind of what we want to be as a company, is ever evolving. You know, 10 years from now, digital marketing is, as a landscape, is going to change pretty drastically, I'm sure. And who's to say, you know, Facebook ads are as relevant then or in 10 years from now as they are right now. And so we want to be ever changing, and we don't want to be one of those agencies that's just kind of stuck in the mud and stuck in their ways and kind of being stubborn. And so what we like to do is evolve with the digital marketing landscape. And as we see a need for our clients and new needs for our clients, we want to grow with them and be able to provide that for them.
Thank you so much for listening to the Be Memorable podcast. I hope you took a ton of value from this episode. If you don't mind, please leave us a review. That helps us get the show out there. It also allows us to add more value to others. Thanks again.